at here for the Unity here. And that is Dakota Hayden is now at bat. Here he goes. First pitch comes in. Ball one. Starting pitcher today, Corbin Phelps for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. And his second pitch on this at-bat ends in a strike. So now we are at a 1-1 count here on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Next pitch comes in. It's going to be grounded foul. So it's going to be strike two now, 1-2 count. And let's see if Corbin Phelps can start out this inning strong here and get the second out here with a strikeout. Looking over, crowd is funneling in. See if they can enjoy a strikeout here. Next pitch, swing, and it barely tipped the bat, so the batter is still alive. That'll keep the count at 1-2 here with one out here on the top of the first. If you're just joining us, game just started. Good timing. Corbin Phelps winds up. Pitch, high, ball two. If you hear me clear my throat today, I got plenty of water and cough drops next to me as the allergies are hitting me hard, but I didn't want to miss today as this is a perfect day for baseball. Next pitch, contact made, goes right to the third baseman. He pumps his arm, throws it in, and that is now out number two. Nice throw by number four, Marcus Purdy. And he was able to bring that in. Nice job. So now we are at two outs here in the top of the first. The catcher walked up to the pitcher mound, just exchanged a couple words here and the plan for their next hitter. And number seven is now at bat. That is Isaiah Fugate. And here's the first pitch. Contact made, but that's going to go up and backwards and land somewhere by the crowd. And that will bring the count to 0-1. Two outs here on the top of the first. Corbin Phelps has been able to retire two batters pretty quickly. Let's see if he can follow it up with the third. Another pop-up this time. Can he get underneath it? It's going to be for the first baseman. Can he make the play? He does. Gets underneath, and the top of the first is now over as three batters are pop-out fly in the right field. Then a little grounder to third. It's thrown out at first, and then a pop-up to first base. And there you go. That's your inning. Well, there we go. Sides are going to switch here. We're going to take a quick 30-second break, and when we come back, we'll have more baseball for you. Don't go anywhere.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Our mobile service is able to do oil changes and tire rotations on all makes and models. Simply go online to medfordmotors.com or call to schedule. Then as long as you are within our 120-mile radius, we come to you and service your vehicle on the spot. Whether at home, the workplace, or on a job site, mobile service can get it done. For the same price as in the dealership, call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Welcome back here on 98Q Country. Stephen Gellin bringing you today's game, Boys Varsity Baseball. Unity is here, and they are visiting here up in Park Falls. Schwamigan Screaming Eagles come out to a commanding start here. It's still 0-0, but their defense is looking on point as they had a caught in the outfield ground throw out at first and a pop-up catch at first base. Retired the batters very quickly. And that will always pay dividends, especially for the pitcher's arm. If the longer the pitcher looks and remains fresh, the better, especially as you push into the game as it goes further and further into the innings. All right, first batter today for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles will be their starting pitcher, Corbin Phelps, who will lead out here in the batting order for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. The starting pitcher for Unity here is number 12, and his last name is Olson, and that'll be William Olson here, freshman, bringing in the starting pitching for today. So they're going to give him a few warm-ups. It's the start of the bottom of the first for him, so they'll give him his 10 pitches, and then the game will resume. All righty. Big game today, I know, for the Eagles. They get a win here today. They'll be playing again on Tuesday. If they win here today, they'll be playing on Tuesday, but they will be playing up in Maple Northwestern, which is a little bit less than 2 hours northeast from here. And so to stay alive, they got to win. So here we are, 0-0. Bottom of the first is about to begin. Corbin Phillips has taken his position, and here comes the first pitch from William. Nice pitch. Looks like a changeup into the bottom part of the strike zone, strike one. William is a left-handed pitcher today, and he delivers a second strike. Corbin Phillips caught looking, because that was a little high in the strike zone. And nice pitch, 0-2 count. Corbin Phillips is now pressured. Let's see how he handles this. Here comes the pitch. Gets contact. It's going to go right down the center seam, bounce in front of the center fielder, and that's going to be a single for Corbin Phillips. That is a big hit there, especially when you went down 0-2 in the count. Being able to keep contact, stay aggressive no matter the count, is able to get that rolling, and now the Eagles have themselves a base runner on first with Marcus Purdy up to bat. Does his signature number 4 in the dirt before he enters the batter's box, and now he is ready to go. All right. Here we go. I forgot to turn on the mic. You can hear the dugout below me making some chatter. Another strike by William, who seems to be teasing all the outside edges of the strike zone and being very successful at that. Good pitch. Good call by the ump. Now 0-1 in that count. So far, William Olson, but very accurate with his pitches. So if he can keep them guessing, I think he can have some success today. Swing and a miss. Strike two. There we go. That now he's got, this is now William's second bat in a row. He got an 0-2 count. Unfortunately, the one before led to a single hit. Let's see if Marcus can also dig himself out of this hole. Pitch is ready. He throws it to first to keep the base runner honest. That one didn't have as much juice on it as you would expect, but really it was meant to just kind of be like, hey, don't you steal first base now. And to be honest, we're in the bottom of the first. There is zero out, so I think that's a good check there because this would be a good opportunity to try to steal second. However, he is lefty, so he's looking right at the base runner. Marcus Purdy gets contact, but it's going to go up, backwards, and foul. It's going to remain 0-2. That's the interesting thing about left-handed pitchers, right? Because you get full vision of first base upon taking your your stance before the pitch. Makes it harder to steal. All right, Williams ready. Here comes the pitch. High. Ball one. 1-2 count now here in the bottom of the first. Zero outs. Eagles got a runner on first. And that's it so far. Game just started. This is the second batter for the Eagles. All right. William, pitcher for Unity, is looking ready. Here it is. Here comes the stolen base attempt. That's a strikeout on there. The ball is going to go wide. Corbin decides to not just steal first. He's going to go, or steal second. He's going to go right to third. And after, he's going to hold. The ball got thrown over the third baseman. The runner's coach said, no. We'll take the double steal. And William will be credited with his first strikeout of the game as Marcus Purdy took a swing on that. But despite that case, which is good for Unity, the Eagles were able to get stole second and third after the ball went wild. The second baseman wasn't able to catch it. All right. Dalton Schmidt now at bat, ready to hit. Reaches for it, misses the swing. It's now 0-1 on that one. Okay. 0-1 in the count now. Well, there we go. We got a runner on third now, scoring position, one out here in the bottom of the first for the Eagles. Dalton Schmidt swings and a miss again. He swung early on that one, made it look like a golf swing. That is now the third batter in a row that William has gotten to 0-2 in the count. William so far has been playing the much more aggressive position at these batters. Here comes a pitch. It's going to be high. Ball one. 1-2. Right now, Williams has put himself in position to see if he can finish this one off. Yeah. takes his set. Here comes the pitch. Gets contact. It's going to be a grounder. It's going to go right to the shortstop, right in between the shortstop's hands, as Isaiah Fugate couldn't get a hold of that one. And that is going to be an RBI for Dalton Schmidt as Corbin Phelps gets to walk on home for the first run of this game and the first run for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles here in Park Falls. Score is now 0-1 here, one out. And number 7, Isaiah Bogard, is now up to bat for the Eagles. Williams set, staring down Dalton Schmidt at first, throws it right down the middle, caught looking, strike one. Will this be the fourth batter in a row that William Olsen's able to get to an 0-2 count? Because that's got to wear on you. You keep getting batters to 0-2, and so far you've actually given up a run in two singles. All right. He gets set, throws it to first, almost gets the runner. But Dalton Schmidt is tall, able to extend and get back on the bag. No problem. Keeping him honest. All right, batter's back in. Isaiah's ready to receive the pitch. William gets set. And here it is. Stolen base is coming in. It was a foul tick, so the base runner's going to run all the way back to first. And you kind of tipped your hand now to the other team that, hey, look what we're trying to do. All right, but here's the thing. That is now the fourth batter in a row for William Olsen, in which we are now at an 0-2 count. Let's see if William can finish off this batter here. Let's see if Isaiah can follow his teammates and be able to get a single here. Here's the pitch. It's going to be low, trying to bait him into a swing, but it did not happen. 1-2 count now with the ball. All right, Isaiah, good patience so far. It's tough to be patient when you're down 0-2. No batter likes to be caught, struck out looking. It's going to be a ball thrown, stolen base at second. It's going to go past the second baseman again, but Dalton Schmidt wasn't ready. Excuse me, was that Dalton? Yes, Dalton Schmidt wasn't ready to continue to run, so he decided to stay at second. All right, now we have a runner on scoring position in second base here with one out here in the bottom of the first, and it's a 2-2 count after that pitch was high and outside. It's part of the reason why it was tough for the catcher to deliver the ball to second. Pitch, contact, deep center. Can the center fielder get to it? He's chasing it down. He can't. It went over his head all the way to the warning track. It's at least going to be a double and an RBI if batted in. He's going to come back. Isaiah gets to second base. He's safe, and Dalton Schmidt has been knocked in. It is now 0-2, and Isaiah Bogard joins the club of being 0-2 in the count at some point and able to bat his way back on to base. All right. Tony Petzl is now at bat. One out here in the bottom of the first. Runner in scoring position at second. Here comes the pitch. Strike one. Nice pitch by William. All righty. Takes a glance back at second base. Gets his feet set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss by Tony. 0-2. That is now five batters in a row that William has gotten to 0-2 and has yet to finish them out. See if he can start here. So far he's been able to get into great position on all of these batters and see if he can connect the dots here. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be low off the ground. Ball one. Tony holding his ground. Being patient. Once again, it's tough to be patient when you're down 0-2. The last thing you want to do is get struck out looking. And so here we go. Williams set. Here's the pitch. Tony gets contact. It's going to be a grounder. It's going to go right past the second baseman. That's going to be a single. And then he goes around base. Can he make it home? And he does. Safe at first. I'm looking for an ump to call it. He does. Nice job by Isaiah Bogard to get knocked in at second. And another great job by the batters of Shawamigan Screaming Bean Eagles to get down 0-2, yet get on base. It's now 0-3. That's the score here today. Here in the bottom of the first. One out still remains. And now Kellen is at bat. Throws it right down the middle. Strike one. Williams down 0-1 count here. Kellen getting ready. Kellen, our left-handed hitter, swing and a miss. 0-2 count now for Williams. As once again, that is now six batters in a row at an 0-2 count with one out to show for it. So that's got to, you know, he's just got to be mentally tough here. It's going to be high, but they're going to call it a ball. 1-2 now in the count. That one, and this is why I'm not a baseball player, I would have swung on that one. All right. Kellen's ready to receive the pitch. William looking ready. Here comes the windup. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. So the second strikeout for William Olson. Keep in mind that the first strikeout came at the cost of a steal that went two bases. And now number five, Aiden Bushman is now at bat. Here comes the pitch. Check swing. Nice. That was a good check swing because it ended up being low and outside for ball one. And for the first batter today, they are not 0-2 to count. They are now at 1-0. This is unique. Here comes the pitch. High again, 2-0. Aiden's in a good position here. Oh, you know, 2-0, you can sit on the ball a little bit, see if you can't get another ball. But so far, the Eagles have had great contact today. And the pitch, swing and a miss. That was a good pitch to swing on. He just missed it. It's now 2-1 count. That ball was just a little high, but that very hittable. And so great, great pitch, good attempt at the swing. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Makes contact, but that's going to be foul. That's just going to go flying right. And now we're at a 2-2 count. Back in Williams' favor. So far, William is just, I put this more on a good credit towards the Eagles, who have really done a good job of getting contact, because William has put every batter at two strikes at certain points here, at every point though, so far in this first inning. Got contact, that should go to third base. He's going to fumble the ball, gets it thrown out, and that should be called an out. It is. Nice play. Honestly, that was a great recovery. The third baseman almost got hit with an error as it flopped out of his glove, but he was able to get a hold of it, throw it to first. It was a little high. First baseman had to jump up in the air, grab it, and get back on the bag, and he did that and got the out. Great play. Great inning for the Eagles as they leave the bottom of the first up 3-0 against Unity. We're going to take a quick commercial break here on 98Q Country, and when we come back, we'll have some more boys varsity basketball for you. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Bid online anywhere, anytime until the auction ends. With new auctions every week, you'll never know what items you'll find. Real estate, antiques, tools, and more only at heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah! Bid online anywhere, anytime, right up until the auction ends. From land and homes to vehicles, antiques, and heavy machinery, Heckman Auction has it all. New auctions launch every week, so there's always something new to discover. It's easy, it's exciting, and it's all at heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Welcome back to 98Q Country as we are underway here. Baseball here, boys varsity baseball, beautiful. Beautiful afternoon. The Swan and Screaming Eagles are hosting Unity. Score is 3-0 for your home team, the Swan and Screaming Eagles, as they are so so far in a good commanding lead. Corbin Phelps did a great job pitching last inning. Very low pitch count as they, you know, we had a pop fly catch, a ground out, and another pop-up fly. And so here we are with number 19, who swings, makes contact immediately. It's going to be, oh, that's going to go down as an error for the left fielder, who the ball went in his glove on a diving catch forward, and then it blopped out. And so here we go. And I believe that is Andrew Stevens. Let me double check to make sure. No, that is number 19. Mitchell. Bennett Mitchell. Great job on the catch there. As that was a nice hit. Now he's at first base here. Here in the top of the second. Contact again, but this one's going to go foul. Number 22. For Unity, okay. Makes contact there, and that is Henry Christensen, the second baseman for Unity. Now we're at an 0-1 count here for Henry. Contact, that's going to go 0-2, unless he can catch it. I can't see. Nope, it went out of the field of play, so that'll be a foul. Now we're at an 0-2 count here for Unity. Zero outs here. Bob, base runner on first. Eagles lead 3-0 here in the top of the second. Corbin has the 0-2 count now. Saul set up trying to get a strikeout here. Let's see if he can do it for his first strikeout. Swing and a miss. Nice heater down the middle. And he gets his first strikeout. Nice job by Corbin Phelps. Number 35 now comes up to bat, and this one is Andrew Stevens. Made a great play at first base to end the inning a few moments ago before the break. He decides to receive the first pitch. Don't swing. Good eye, though. It is now ball one. 1-0 on the count. All right, he's ready. Here comes the pitch. High again. 0-2. Corbin wanted to put a sizzler down the middle. It just wasn't down the middle. That did have sizzle on it, though. 0-2 count, and Stevens is ready to receive the pitch. Here it is. Right down the middle. That looked like a pitch that Andrew was sitting on purposely. Like, he's like, I'm not going to swing at this next pitch. You could just tell in the way he was relaxed. He kind of wanted to see if the pitcher could prove they could throw a strike. So now it's a 2-1 count. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. That one, you can tell he was ready to swing on that one. Right now it looks like Stevens is kind of predetermining if he wants to swing or not. Now we're at the 2-2. Gets contact, it's going to go foul. Lands. That was a good swing timing there. Just was a little under the ball. If he had good contact, that probably would have landed, you know, probably left center. So 2-2, still the count. One out, runner on first. 3-0 Eagles. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 2 for Corbin Phelps. And now that pushes this top of the second inning to 2 outs, and number 18. Number 18, I'm looking up his name real quick. Taylor is now at bat, and I believe that's Gareppi. Is that Gareppi? And I apologize immensely if I get the enunciation incorrect on that one. So Taylor is at bat. Here's a swing. Gets contact. Goes backwards, though. And that pushes the count now to 1-1 with two outs here in the top of the second. Here comes the pitch. Low. Ball 2. Getting set here. Getting ready for the pitch. Here it comes. Contact made. It's going to the right field. Looks like he's underneath it. Can he make the catch? He does. And that's out number 3 to to move us from the top of the second to the bottom of the second. No runs scored. However, they did get on base, so they did get a little bit of juice flowing. And the Eagles will have a chance to maybe make this lead a little bit further. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have some more boys varsity baseball for you. Don't go anywhere.
Logger United Booster Club provides essential funding for many things for the school district of Phillips. Since 2017, assisting the district in raising over $220,000 in funds from sponsors for youth sports uniforms, athletic sports equipment, band equipment, academic and co-curricular departments, registration and transportation fees, trophy cases, a scoreboard, and much more. Logger United Booster Club, serving the school district of Phillips with pride and dedication.
Welcome back here on 98Q Country. We will continue with our broadcast of the Shawamic and Screaming Eagles hosting Unity here in Park Falls. Eagles have a 3-0 lead as they head into the bottom of the second, and they're going to try to look to see if they can continue their success, get some more points on the board. If you're just joining us, the pitcher, freshman, William Olson for the Shawamic and Screaming Eagles, for Unity, has kind of gotten, it's one of those things where the eye test tells you that he's a pretty good pitcher because he put six batters in a row at an 0-2 count, right? That's good. Every batter, he's the one that's controlling the tempo. He's the one controlling the pace, right? It's a lot harder to bat when you're 0-2 when you're up instead of 3-0, right? Three balls, zero strikes, or two, zero balls, two strikes. Despite that, though, the Eagles were able to get single after single after single after double, a couple stolen bases, and they got 3 points off that. And so, you know, you're looking forward, and it's like, man, you kind of did a lot of things right, but you couldn't finish off the batters. Now, it was a long inning, so he leaves the inning with a good stat sheet, right, where you're like, hey, he got 2 strikeouts in the first inning, right? That's a really good thing, which is true. However, the story of the inning is a lot of hits. Give up a lot of hits. And so, coming to this inning, you know, I imagine his coach was talking to him, trying to keep him settled, right? Because, like I said, he did a lot of things that were good. Great ball placement, good movement. Because he was leading in pace on the 0-2 moniker, he got two batters to swing and miss. So it's like, if they can hold back the hits, keep the ball accuracy and movement, I could see William getting into a nice flow. Eagles, though, they got to hammer this one home, right? And as soon as I say that, we have contact. It gets hit into right field, but it's in that sweet, magical spot where no one could get to it. It literally fell down in the grass with 3 Unity players about 6 feet from the ball each. They were all triangulating where the ball was. They just couldn't get there in time. And so that was a nice hit by Joe Wartgau. I couldn't even announce his name fast enough because they put one pitch, one hit, and now he's on base. All right. Caden is now at bat for the Eagles. Throw down the middle, strike one. All righty. William getting ready. Be a high for ball. One count now. I'm getting ready for the pitch. We still have a base runner on first here. No outs. Here comes. Oh, he's going to try to keep the, well, he does successfully keep the base runner honest. Throws it to first base. Get the runner back on. All right, Eagles getting ready. Caden's now ready in the batter's box. Here it comes. High pitch, ball 2. Two-one count now. Caden in the advantage. Let's see if we have a big swing here. There is. Able to ground it. It's going to go right to the shortstop for one out, and that's going to be They're calling him safe. It was almost a double play. Great effort by the shortstop. That's Isaiah Fugate, who was able to field the ball, get the tag out at second for the it was called a double play. Okay, then I rescind my statement. Great play by Isaiah Fugate, who was able to field the ball, get it to second, whiz it to first for the double play. That is huge for Unity, who wants to stay in this game. All right, first pitch for William here with the reset of the batting order. Corbin Phelps is now, who opened up the game with a single. And now here we go. Pitch number two is now 2-0 with two balls, zero strikes. Getting ready to hit the ball. Oh, he got beaned. And that one, he's kind of walking that one off. He kind of got hit right there on the leg. So he's going to take his base. Excuse me. And with that, Marcus Purdy will now be at bat. All right, Marcus is getting in there, puts down his number four in the dirt, and then enters the batter box. Here comes the pitch. Oh, he's going to – oh, it goes by the first baseman. He was trying to do the – get him to stay honest, but it went way past him. And now he's not only going to steal second, he's going to steal third. And what looked like a routine play to keep the base runner at first ended up being a detriment as now Corbin Phelps, who got beamed to get on first, is now on third in scoring position. Two outs now. Still, I shouldn't say now, but still, 3-0 is the lead for the Eagles. Here's Marcus Purdy, who's going to receive the first strike of that at-bat. 0-1 is the count. Williams getting set. Here's the pitch. It's going to be outside for ball number one. All right, Marcus back in the batter box. Here we go. 1-1 count, two outs in the bottom of the second. Eagles lead 3-0 with a runner in scoring position at third. Pitch is going to go underneath Marcus, who jumps over it. And Corbin is going to steal home. And there we go. Eagles are now lead 4-0 on a very unique way to get across all the bases as he gets Bean to get to first. Then is able to steal second and third after an errant throw to first to keep him from stealing the bases, ironically. And then a wild pitch that went underneath Marcus Percy's legs. He had to jump it. Leads to Corbin then stealing home. Doesn't matter how you got to home base. Matters you got there. Marcus gets some contact, gets it to third, but it just went down the seam in between the shortstop and the third baseman. So that is going to be a single for Marcus Purdy here to extend this inning, which very quickly went to two outs off a very nice double play. All right. Number six, Dalton Schmidt, is now at bat. All right, everyone's set. He's in the batter box. Here we go. First pitch. We call ball one and a high one. All right, he's ready for the next pitch. Here we go, William. Contact made, but it went flying backwards. It's going to be called a strike. 1-1, two outs. Eagles lead 4-0 here in the bottom of the second. Eagles at bat. Contact made once again. And it foul ticks backwards into the catcher's thigh. All righty. I'll just clean the plate quick, so we're just on a little break here. Once he gives the go-ahead and his mask is back on for safety. There we go. It is now 1-2 count, two outs. Williams ready to pitch here. Here it comes. Contact made once again. It's going to go foul. Still going to be two strikes here at the at-bat. As number six, Dalton Schmidt, is still fighting this one out. All right, here comes the pitch. He's set. Throws it. Stolen base attempt here. It's a wild pitch past the catcher. So that is going to be an easy stolen second base. Marcus decides to go as far as he can. He slides into third. And now that's a statter right there. That is the third time the Eagles have stolen second and third on the same play today. And we are in the second inning. So, wow, the Eagles have just done a great job of basically fighting out of hard positions. Like I said, first inning was a tale of being at 0-2 counts. And now this one, they were at two outs, and they've been able to get a run with two outs on the board and potentially another one as they have a runner in scoring position at third. High pitch, ball three. Our first full count of the game. Dalton Schmidt's been patient. His swinging has been accurate, been getting foul ticks on balls that are a little bit outside the zone. And so he's been able to kind of battle this one out to a full count. Here comes the pitch. Contact made. Should be going foul again. It is. Which just reminds me I didn't have my other mic on, so you, the audience can hear the contact.
What about winning?
All righty. Pitcher's ready. Batter's ready. And they are getting set. Here's the windup. Oh, nope, he pulls off the windup, and he looks behind him to make sure Marcus is back on the bag at third. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss as the third strikeout for William Olson ends this inning. That was a great pitch. You could see, like, Dalton had been swinging at a lot of the higher pitches, so he just put one really high. Dalton took the bait, swung, miss, he's out. And that is the end of the second as we move into the third. All right, we're going to take a commercial break here on 98.2 Country. The Eagles lead 4-0. So that's good news for the home crowd. Let's see if Unity can begin to dig themselves out of this hole when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back here at 98Q Country. I'm Steve Jellin bringing you today's baseball game between the Schwalman Screaming Eagles and the Unity Eagles. And William Olsen, the pitcher for Unity, opens up the inning with a nice line shot to left field for a single. He had great contact. Loved the sound of a bat hitting a ball like that. That was a nice crack. And so, wow. William Olsen, I was going to talk about how he was able to lead a good inning last one. Only gave up one run. We had another strikeout. And now he's on base. Bunt. He's going to go right to the pitcher, and he's going to do a throw out at first base, and that'll be officially a sacrifice bunt to move William Olsen from first to second and get their next batter out, which is Sam Majeski. Nice job on that bunt. He was about 6 feet away from getting safe himself, so it was a good heads-up play by the pitcher, Corbin Phelps, to get to the bunt, turn, throw it to first base for the nice force out. All righty. One out. Runner in scoring position at second base for Unity. And we have a reset of the batting order as number nine now, Xavier Nadal, is at the bat. That ball went underneath the catcher's legs, and now William Olsen gets to take and steal third. That sacrifice bunt's looking real good right now, as now their base runner, who was on second, is now on third. And the count is 1-0 with one out here in the top of the third. The Unity Eagles are looking for their first score. And just for reference, the Screaming Eagles are playing the Eagles today, so I'll be sticking with Unity's city name just to make sure we're not having any confusion. Nice little pop-up that went to the shortstop, and now they're out. Two outs. Nice catch by number seven, Isaiah Bogard. And now we move to number six, Dakota Hayden, batting for Unity. Contact made, but it goes foul backwards. One strike now, zero balls, and two outs here on the top of the third. There's a runner in scoring position at third base. And I kind of wonder, man, retrospect, you're probably like, we probably should have sacked bunted again, but yeah, I wouldn't have made that call in time either. He steps into it, decides not to swing, but it's a strike nonetheless. Corbin Phelps was able to put that in the strike zone for strike number two. 0-2 on the count. Two outs here in the top of the third. 4-0, Screaming Eagles are leading against Unity. Foul tick as it went straight down into the dirt and got jammed. 0-2 count will remain. All right. Farman back on the mound. Getting set, getting ready. Here's the pitch. Going to be outside ball. Number one. Go boy. All right, he's set. Here comes the pitch. Gets contact, but it's going to stay fair. Catcher gets it, throws it to first, and it's going to be a first force out that ends the inning and keeps this shutout alive for Schwalming and Screaming Eagles. As we now move from the top of the third to the bottom of the third here on 98Q Country. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have more baseball for you. Don't go anywhere.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here, 98Q Country. Steven Jellin bringing you today's Varsity Boys baseball game. Here's the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles are hosting the Unity Eagles here in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And I'm excited. This is the weather I've been waiting for. It's been so dreary lately with the rainstorms and weather. Excuse me. And I don't think you could ask for a better day of baseball. Excuse me. And, man, partly cloudy in the low 70s here in the afternoon. Well, hey, Eagles are leading 4-0 here in the bottom of the third. And I am now just noticing that we have a pitcher substitution for Unity, as number 7, Isaiah Fugate, is now coming in to pitch for William Olson. William Olson, I'm checking to see if then he got substituted. It looks like Dakota Hayden moved to shortstop. Isaiah Fugate moved to pitcher. And then who got shifted to third baseman? We're finding this out in real time.
Hey, we're up and loud, right?
It's been a good game so far for the Eagles, who had a very explosive first inning, scoring 3 runs, getting another run in the second inning. And so let's see if they can continue their streak of scoring in each of the innings. Sam Majeski got moved to third base, and then it looks like their left fielder, no, I can't read from that far. I'm not going to try. I'll see when they run it. Here we go. Either way. Number 7, Isaiah Bogart, is ready for his at-bat. Here comes the pitch. High. Ball 1. After that one pitch, I can already tell you that Isaiah's got a little bit more juice on his throw there. That thing came in fast. It just came in high. 1-0's the count. Here's the second pitch. And low in the dirt, but he swung, got contact anyway. It's going to go straight to the shortstop, who's going to be able to make a nice, easy throw to first base. The first out for Unity here. Good catch and throw by Dakota Hayden. Okay, first pitch comes down, ball 1, Tony Petzl at bat. Here comes the pitch, right down the middle. Love the sound of that mitt. Strike 1. 1-1 is now the count. Here's the pitch, high, ball 2. Right now it looks like he is just, man, this guy's got some heat on these balls. If he can get this sucker in the strike zone, it's going to be hard to swing ahead of the ball. And just like that, he threw that one hard down the middle, foul tick. So he got his strike that he's looking for. It's now 2-2 in the count. All right, 2-2. Here's the pitch. And Tony Petzl catches the ball with his hip and left hand for the catcher. And if you're not following, that means he got beaned. So now he's on first base off of that one. No one likes to take a bean from a fastball. He shakes that one off. The base is a nice consolation prize. And now our next at-batter, Kellen. Right fielder. First pitch is inside, ball 1. Here's the pitch right down the middle, strike 1. 1-1's the count. Let's see if Isaiah can get his second out here of the inning here. We have a runner on first. Here comes the pitch. That's another one right there in the strike zone. Kellen got 2 perfect pitches in a row to swing on, held his swing on both of them, and now he's down 1-2 in the count. The pitch digs it out, gets the grounder. It's going to go to first. It went underneath his legs. He's able to throw it. It could not get it on the underhand handoff to the pitcher. And because of that, Tony was able to nicely, I don't know if I even call that a steal, but he was able to get to third base now. First baseman had to try to bend down and grab that ball as he was running and just couldn't do it. So when he turned around and got the ball, he tried to underhand toss it to the pitcher who had to run and get to the first base, couldn't do it. And then it went past, and that allowed the time and space for Tony to run all the way to third base. So now we have a runner on first and third, one out here in the bottom of the third, a lot of thirds. And Aiden Bushman is now at bat. First pitch, ball, but it's going to be a steal attempt, steal success, as the catcher wasn't able to deliver the ball to the second baseman, but rather the shortstop. And so now we have a runner, two runners in scoring position at second and at third. Aiden is now in the count 1-0. 2-0 after that pitch as that went a little high. And we'll see if Isaiah Fugate. I'm thinking, man, William Olsen had given up four runs, but his second inning, he only gave up one run and got another strikeout. I think I would have tried it one more inning with him. Contact made. That's going to be in the right. This means in center right field. That's going to be a base hit and two runs batted in by Kellen. Way to stay alive in that at bat. Deliver a nice shot to right center field. And now the Eagles lead 6-0 as this is starting to look like a game that is running away from Unity. Number 25, the designated hitter, Joe Wargau, is now at bat. Excuse me. One out here. High pitch. Kellen's going for the steal, and he gets it at second base. Nice job for him. I can hear the batting coach calling for a shot to right field. That means he's going to have to close his stance. Here comes the pitch. Hits contact, but that's going to go backwards. Hopefully no cars were over there. That's why I don't park over there. I see those foul balls go over there all the time. All right. Joe's ready for the next pitch. It's 1-1 in the count with one out here in the third. Gets contact, grounder. That's going to go right to the shortstop, into his chest. It took a weird bounce, and he could not bring it in. That ball bounced right into his neck, and he just couldn't bring that under control, and that's going to be a base hit that might go down as an error. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not the official statistician on that one, but here we are. Runner on first, runner on third, one out here in the bottom of the third, and now number two, Caden Krueger, is at bat. Here comes the pitch. Beamed. And now that base that was going to be successfully stolen didn't get stolen, but rather was just an advancing of the base. Excuse me. All right. Team meeting here for Unity. We're going to take a quick commercial break while I have a water break myself, and we'll have some more baseball for you here on 98Q Country. Don't go anywhere.
Attention fishermen and women. Make the most of your time on the water by stopping by Bader's Sports Center in Phillips first. Need live bait? They've got minnows, night crawlers, leaf worms, and leeches. Restocking the toolbox? Check out the lures, hooks, and terminal tackle. Grandkids coming for a visit? Check out the kids' fishing combos just right for small hands. Whether you're a seasoned fisherman or just a beginner, Bader's can get you hooked up with everything you need. Are you new to the area? Stop by. They'll cast you in the right direction. Bader's Sports Center right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Welcome back to 98Q Country. Team Jalen bringing you today's game between the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles hosting the Unity Eagles. One out here in the bottom of the third. Runners, first, second, third, full bases. They're all loaded. And the first ball that gets pitched here to Corbin Phelps, who has been on base 2-for-2 today, was foul or ball. So it's 1-0 on the count here. Here comes the pitch. Low again, 2-0 on the count. Isaiah Fugate, who is now behind on the pitch count here, you don't want to walk at all because that's just free points. His base is loaded. Here comes pitch. High, ball 3. At this point, you may need to slow the speed of the pitch to guarantee a strike, and I know that vastly raises the chance of a hit, but you got to get outs, right? You got to get outs. There we go. Nice pitch. That's strike one. It is now 3-1 count. I think Corbin sat on that one purposely, no matter what, just to see if they got the fourth ball. All right, here comes the pitch. Low again. Ball four. Take your base. Bases will remain loaded, and the score will go up to 7. 7-0, Swarming Screaming Eagles lead over Unity. Marcus Birdie's done a good job today getting contact. See if he can knock some of his brethren home. Puts his number 4 in the dirt and enters the batter box. Here comes the pitch, strike one. All right, gets back in the batter box. Gets set, Marcus Purdy. Isaiah with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ump is calling that a foul tick. I mean, it's still a strike, so it doesn't matter. 0-2 in the count. Isaiah turns down the first suggestion for a pitch again from the catcher and accepts the second suggestion. Here comes the pitch. Contact made. That's going to go to the shortstop, into his chest once again, and it falls to the dirt, and he cannot play it. So that will go down as another error, and that is another RBI for the Screaming Eagles as they move to 8-0. Dakota Hayden has had a chance with the ball a couple times today, and, I mean, to his defense, the ball isn't popping. It gets him, and it jumps straight up to him, and he just can't get his arm that high that quick. Next pitch, strike one, as Dalton Schmidt is at bat. 0-1 count, one out here, bottom of the third, Eagles lead 8-0. Here's the pitch. Gets contact, it's going to go right back to the shortstop, gets the ball, one out, throws it to first, can't beat the runner. So that is another run scored for the Swarming and Screaming Eagles, who I'm sure are happy for that, is 9-0. And no double play, though. So they're still alive in this inning. So there's a runner on first, a runner on third, and Isaiah Bogard is now at bat. We're going to call this the Battle of the Isaiahs, as Isaiah Fugate is pitching against Isaiah Bogard right now. See which one comes out on top and gets to keep his name. The other one gets to lose it. All right. Here we go. Here's the pitch. Strike. Ooh. Stolen base from first to second. That was called a ball. All right, that looked like it was in the strike zone, but it was, from my view, it was a good height. It was probably inside. 1-0 is the count. Two outs, and after the successful steal, we now have runners on second and third. Here's the pitch. Contact made. It's popped up. Third baseman makes the play, gets the catch, ends the inning, and stops the bleeding. Eagles have another explosive inning as they are able to drive in 5 more runs here in the third. They had 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 5 in the third. That all leads to a cumulative score of 9-0 as we head to the top of the fourth inning. We'll see if Unity can put something together, get offense, and get some points on the board when we come back here at 98Q Country. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a quick commercial break.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds too.
And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back here at 98Q Country as we have boys varsity baseball here in Park Falls. Swarming and Screaming Eagles are hosting the Unity Eagles, and the Screaming Eagles are leading 9-0 as we are entering into the fourth inning. Excuse me. Eagles done a great job pretty much doing everything today as they obviously have a shutout. No perfect game or nothing, right? Because we've had a single and for the Unity as well. But shutout's a big deal. The Eagles are doing a great job of getting contact, staying alive. Even when the inning is at two outs or the batter has two strikes, they're staying aggressive, yet patient, and able to drive runners home. All right. Isaiah Fugate is now at bat, who was the pitcher that relieved William Olson. And let's see if he can't make a name here